Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we got some sort of OPP about roommates and things that aren't going the way they were expected to go or something. And it's bad enough that she's asked for her name to be changed and for a little VD. So
voice disguises.
Candy?
Yai.
You are disguised. Tell us what's going on.
So I recently had a new roommate moved in.
Okay.
And she seemed totally normal. I did all the normal interview stuff. She's reasonably neat. She's fine. You know, she's a fine roommate. Except lately, I have been getting the weirdest vibes from her. I've noticed that when we have girls' night, she always sits next to me on the couch when we, like, watch a movie or whatever. And every time I go in the bathroom, we have a one-bathroom apartment, to get ready, like, I'm in the shower. And she's like, oh, do you mind if I just get ready while you're in the shower? And I feel like it's crossed past clingy and into some sort of bizarre attraction, if that makes sense.
You think she wants to see you get out of the shower? You think she wants to sit next to you for physical? Like, you think she's into you?
I do.
Wow.
Huh.
Okay.
How long has she been your roommate?
Only a couple of weeks.
Okay.
I mean, less than a month.
Okay.
How long do you want her to be your roommate for?
Like, out tomorrow, to be honest.
Okay.
You want to kick her out because you think she's a lesbian, or you want to kick her out because,
you know,
it's making you uncomfortable? I mean, that's, we gotta,
I have no problem with lesbians. I have a lot of lesbian friends, actually. The issue is more that she's not sharing that. It feels duplicitous.
Ooh, good word.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it feels like she's a closet lesbian who's attracted to me, as opposed to a lesbian who's like, hey, girl, what's up? I know you like dudes. I like girls. Let's be friends. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So do you think she's building up to, like, making a move? I mean, it's 2 weeks in. It's probably a little too soon. Is that what you think is going to happen? Or, I mean,
I don't know. I honestly don't even want to think about it because I feel like I'll sleep with one eye open.
You think she's going to, like, come in and attack you in the middle of the night? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I found her on Craigslist.
Oh.
She seems cool, but like, she's real cozy.
Yeah, this is getting...
Steve and I have an opinion of Craigslist roommates. It works out often, but sometimes it doesn't. When you're watching a movie, is she watching the movie or is she watching you? That sounds creepy, but have you ever caught her? Because you know what it's like, Steve, when you're when you're attracted.
She's definitely been checking me out.
Okay. Because when I, like, the whole Netflix and chill thing is, you're sitting there watching a movie and you're looking to the other person to see if it's
time
a good time.
Out.
Yeah, time to make that move. So,
like, put it this way, I would never have a movie night with just her.
You wouldn't.
That's how uncomfortable I am.
Oh.
Yeah, I would only do it if there was a group.
How about if you invited your lesbian friends over for, like, a movie
or
something?
Yeah, test the gaydar on them.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea, actually. I hadn't thought about that.
Well,
we usually have softball games when we have movie nights.
Oh.
Okay, well, we're getting... okay, so then I guess my last... What do you want? What are you thinking of doing? Do you want to just kick her out? Do you want to, like, confront her?
I mean, until this moment, I was thinking I should confront her. But now I think having one of my lesbian besties come over and give me a second opinion is probably a better idea.
And then if she turns out to be a lesbian, then what? Confront her or just kick her out? Like, this is where it gets hazy for me, because I don't know how it works when you've pulled somebody in off the street
to
be your roommate.
Careful. They have squatters rights.
Sort
now.
Of,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I watched that movie with Michael Keaton where he messed that family's life up forever. And like, I don't know what your plan is if you decide that she's going to make you too uncomfortable to continue.
I mean, look, I think if we had some sort of open, honest conversation where she either said, no, I like guys, I'm sorry you get that vibe, that's weird, or, yeah, I've kind of been crushing on you a little bit, and I wasn't sure where you stood. Like, if I get respect from her, and I don't care which way she swings, okay. I think I would be fine. Right now, it's just this ambiguity that's making me feel like she thinks she can get some, or like we're going to be more than roommates and friends. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does.
And you feel disrespected. So you need her.
I get that.
Just to come out and state her intentions if there are any.
And then you can state yours.
And then
and we can squash
all...
the any sexual tension that's in the room. That makes sense. I think there's an adult conversation mm-hmm. in your future, but.
Should she start it? Should Candy start it? Or the roommate?
The roommate.
Yeah.
Hey, Candy, hang on. I'm not positive. There's a bunch of people who've been in your situation, but you know I've been in that situation, kind of. You know yeah. that there's several people that we know. And I've talked about this before. I don't feel like I give up the vibe that I go both ways, but to a lot of gay men, I clearly do give off that vibe. And there's probably a couple conversations like Candy's got in her future that I need to have and go, hey man, I want to be clear. I know you're gay. And
okay, so you would state, because you know they're gay, so you would state, I know you're gay, I am not. But if you kind of didn't know for sure...
I'm not 100% sure with the one guy. You know the guy, but...
Right. Can you still say, I'm kind of 100% sure you're... How do you...
Is that rude?
I don't know. Because you kind of have to initiate it, and you have to say, you have to state facts.
Because there's been times where there's drinks being had, and then right. there's just like this thing where it's like...
Yes.
Well, are you coming back to my room? Not so blatant, like, but it's... And it's the same thing as candies.
It is.
It's like... Dude, it's like, I don't want to be rude
but I
or
didn't,
presumptuous.
All that.
But it's getting awkward. Like, it's
you got to be careful because it could come back on you. Now suddenly you were the instigator.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not a homophobe at all.
Right. It's like, but it's going to be, yeah.
So clearly Candy's got a problem, and I guess I do too. What happens when you've got a person in your life, in her case, it's a roommate, that seems like they're coming on to you, and you're like...
I'm not
my thing.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable.
How do you shut it down? Should you shut it down? How does that conversation go? Maddie?
Yay.
What do you think?
I think that you should just kick her out.
Wow. You're one of the just no strikes and you're out. Why? What do you say to her?
So ultimately, no matter what, even if she confronts her and they have a conversation, there's going to be tension. And if she's acting this way and there's all this ambiguous stuff going on, she is probably going to be passive aggressive about it and then get her feelings hurt, and then it's just going to escalate from there and get even more awkward, and Candy's going to be even that much more uncomfortable. So she should just avoid all the drama in the meantime and just ask her to leave
and then move on.
Rip the band-aid off. Yep. Hit and then what, not Craigslist the next time? Or do you put lesbians allowed?
We have websites to like actually vet roommates and different things like that, and do a little bit more research rather than just finding somebody on Craigslist.
What if she's misinterpreting all of this and this girl gets booted out of her apartment because Candy's too chicken-ass to have a grown-up conversation?
Well, at that point, everybody looking for a roommate, she'll find somewhere else just as easy, you know?
Well,
because Maddie, it's not illegal, but it's in poor taste and immoral just to come out and ask somebody,
are you a lesbian?
Exactly.
It's, yeah, that's super poor taste.
Yeah. I'm a lesbian myself. But, and
so we can't ask you?
No, I mean, it would totally, I would be more than upfront from the very beginning about my sexuality, because the last thing you want is to move in with somebody that doesn't like who you are as a person. So I feel like if she really was a lesbian, she would have been upfront about that in the first place.
Okay.
And so if there's something weird going on, I think it has more to do with who this person is rather than her sexuality.
And Maddie, it's okay that you don't want to have a heterosexual roommate.
Right.
And go like, I don't like them heteros. I don't want... That's okay.
Yeah, right?
Oh, no, that's not...
Well, I don't know. I was afraid to jump on either side of the political correct line with what you were saying.
I hear you.
No. I mean, it's personal preference, like, for anybody. Like, you're going to be more comfortable with somebody who you can relate to.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it's just being upfront and honest about who you are to begin with, and then you can decide. But the fact that she has kept whatever is going on under wraps, or this other girl is interpreting it incorrectly, clearly it's beyond, you know, what's going on to begin with. So I say rip off the Band-Aid, have her move out.
Moot her out. All right. Thank you, Maddie. You're really cruel. There's some woman on the streets, but that's it. It's cool. All you did was call a radio station. Well, made a woman homeless. Sarah?
Hey.
What do you think?
So, I mean, first of all, I go both ways, so I can understand the feeling she might be getting, but yeah. I think what needs to happen is she just needs to have an adult conversation, because she's obviously acting weird because this girl is making her feel weird. So that girl probably is thinking, maybe this girl's feeling weird, maybe I need to be nicer. You know, it just seems like there's a lot of confusion going on between the two, and I've roomed with girls who are straight, and they just like to... They like to do girly things. Hey, let me get ready while you're showering. And nothing sexual about it. So maybe she really just wants a close girlfriend versus...
Like a sister kind of roommate, not so much. Because I can be... There are gay men that I can be around, and they don't have to want to sleep with me. They're just... Right. They're like, you're funny, dude. Yeah. It's good.
Just like anybody.
Yeah,
just
yeah. The whole idea that she thinks this girl wants her, she may be giving off a vibe that she's feeling awkward, so the girl's trying to be a little bit nicer because she thinks... I think there's just definitely some miscommunication that needs to just have an adult conversation, figure it out, and...
Put it to bed.
Go from there.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. George.
Yay.
What do you think?
How are you guys?
We're good.
So, my opinion is, I am gay, and I actually did move in with somebody who I developed a huge attraction to, like a big crush on.
Okay.
My opinion is she needs to treat it as if it was a guy friend that was attracted to her. Just because this woman is might be gay or she's getting gay vibes doesn't mean she has to treat it any differently.
Just
I
nip it.
I think she just be like, hey, no big deal. I'm not gay, but I'm getting these vibes. I just want to let you know, like, you know,
there's no shot here.
I'm not interested.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think it needs to be this like issue between them. I mean, it's not an issue one way or another for most gay people.
As long as somebody shuts you down or just makes it clear, look, you're great, I'm great, I swing this way, you swing that way.
Yeah.
Let's not be confused.
Exactly. Let's move forward now.
Let's be great roommates.
Hey, there it is.
Appreciate the call, George.
Boom.
What do I do about my situation? didn't have time to get into that, I guess. If you still want to help us out, hit us up on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.